Richter could choose yes or no, a flash caught his eye. He minimized the prompt and saw that the box had started to vibrate. Lines of white light appeared at the edges, and then the side panels began to peel back, somehow now flexible, like a banana peel. Richter did a fist pump in the air and said, "Yeah, baby, give me what you got." The panels completely fell back, making a wooden X on the table. In the center of the box was a pedestal that held a large egg. As he watched, the egg began to vibrate, and the sound of scratching could be heard. A look of utter horror crossed Richter's face, and he shook his hands rapidly back and forth. "No, no, no, baby, don't give me what you got." The smallest of cracks appeared in the shell, and as eloquent as ever, Richter said, "Shit! Okay, this is bad. This is bad, right?" Richter asked to no one in particular. More scrabbling could be heard from inside the egg, and the crack widened slightly. "How the hell do I turn this thing back on?" Richter grabbed the wooden panels of the stasis box and tried to push them back together. The egg stirred again on its pedestal, but thankfully stilled after that. He didn't know how much more time he had before a baby dinosaur would be running around his conference room, but he wanted to avoid it if possible. He finally got the strangely flexible wooden sides to stand up into a tower again, but only by holding it with two hands. It completely resisted his attempts to make the four edges stick together. He heard more scrabbling, and his heart started racing. In a flash of insight, he realized he had some rope in his bag. He could tie the sides together. In a brighter flash of insight, he realized that using rope was a fucking moronic idea. He might as well try asking a stripper for her real number. It just wouldn't work. More scratching came from the box in his hands and almost made Richter consider trying the rope idea, dumb or not, but then his hand brushed the disc he had attached to the box. Maybe that was the key to making the box work again. Holding the box together with one hand, he tried to use his fingertips to pry the silver medallion off. It didn't come loose, but a prompt appeared. "Do you want to reactivate stasis box, yes or no?" "Yes!" Richter cried as he selected the prompt. "Know this, a soul stone is required to reactivate the enchantment." Richter heard a very distinct crack. Shit! Still keeping one hand on top of the box to keep the sides from falling, he reached into his bag and accessed the inventory screen. He grabbed a weak soul stone. Placing it to the medallion, he tried to remove the silver disc again. "The soul you have supplied is insufficient to reactivate the enchantment." "Gah!" Richter dropped the glowing stone and reached back in his bag. He pulled out a basic stone and tried again. "The soul you have supplied is insufficient to reactivate the enchantment." The box vibrated in his hand as the egg rocked on its pedestal. "Come on, man!" Richter cried aloud. Why did he have to waste one of his better soul stones? It wasn't fair! Even as Richter complained to himself, he could see his family shaking their heads and calling him cheap. He wasn't cheap. He was thrifty. If you went swimming with sand in your hand, it would still be dry when you got out of the water. Yeah, his cousin was an absolute fucking riot. Not wasting any more time, he reached in and pulled out a common soul stone. If this didn't work, he would have to try the higher stone he got from killing the Crystal Guardian, or, Whedon forbid, the special stone he had received from killing the Crypt Mistress. Placing the multifaceted common stone against the medallion, he accepted the prompt yes again, and finally got a good result. The wood panels firmed and no longer seemed to want to slip out of Richter's grasp. Lines of white light appeared at the four edges. They flared brightly, and then the medallion fell away. Once again, Richter could see the 3S symbol that had been beneath the activation disc. He was about to examine the box when another prompt appeared. "Know this, you have reactivated the enchantment on the stasis box. The egg within was in the process of hatching, however, and the protective shell has been compromised. Previously, the egg of the Khan would have remained viable for millennia. Now the enchantment will only be able to preserve the life within for 103 days. If you do not reopen the box before then, the life inside will be terminated." Richter read the prompt and then dismissed it. He held the box up to his ear and listened for a solid minute. When he didn't hear anything scratching to get out, he